Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
2:32 Sports Talk 790. It is the Matt Thomas Show. Let's spend a couple minutes with one of our new favorite relievers for the local nine, Ryan Stanek, joining us here on the Matt Thomas Show. Ryan, it's Matt. How are you this afternoon? Thanks for coming on the show. What's going on?
Oh, I'm not a whole lot. Just hanging out.
Hey, I'm sorry for asking this question, but it's got to be done. Is your name, first name, R-I-N-E pronounced, or is it like Ryan, R-Y-A-N?
I always pronounced it like R-Y-A-N, but I mean, I don't really hear much of a difference whenever people say either one, honestly.
Bless you, because I just got crushed because I was always calling Ryan Sandberg Ryan, and it's Ryan, and it was just a bad day for me, so I appreciate you helping me out with that. Hey, take us through, I always like to ask the newcomers what it was like to kind of test the waters of baseball and the decision to come to the Astros. Take us through some of that, if you don't mind.
It was a lot, actually. It was my first turn at free agency, and I just kind of tried to gather as much information as I could. It was a lot more stressful than I had initially anticipated the process being, because it's the first time in my career I'd ever had like the decision on where to actually go. So I felt like there was a lot more pressure to make the right one instead of doing anything else.
Was it like sleepless nights, or I can't wait to sleep because the next morning I'm going to wake up and I'm going to find myself with a new baseball team after a bunch of offers?
It was more the second. It was a little nerve-wracking because like it was that a little bit of that feeling like, oh God, what if I make like a bad decision, you know? But I have a really good support system with me and a really good agent that knows the game and knows kind of like, I guess just knows the game a lot and gave me good advice and what things to kind of focus in on that he knew would be important. And it made the decision a hard one, but it also, because like I had a lot of information, but it also made it feel better whenever I finally made the decision, you know?
Well, you've been really good as an Astro. We're glad to have you in the bullpen. You are the latest in University of Arkansas pitchers to play here. I'm going to assume that you and Dallas Keuchel didn't cross paths directly, but I mean, did you watch him growing up, or did you know much about him as an Arkansas Razorback?
Yeah, a little bit. He was actually gone, I want to say, what, 2 years before, well, a year before I was there. So, like, not super far before me, maybe 2 years. But, yes, I had watched him throw there because I'd committed. Like when I'd committed to go there, I was a junior, and I think he was still at the U of A. But yeah, like his number and everything was always plastered all over the walls and stuff. So I definitely knew who he was going into it.
You've been with this will be your third different team. So let me ask you: when pitching coaches come to you and they say, "How are you feeling today?" when you first walk in, is that pretty much how everybody does it, or does Strami kind of taking a different approach in terms of what your availability is, how you're feeling, what you want to work on a particular day before the game starts?
I mean, availability-wise, I feel like most coaches, pitching coaches-wise, that have been around, I think, first and foremost, always ask how you feeling, because if you don't feel good and you like things aren't physically right, you're probably not going to be of much use or helpfulness to the team. So I think that's like a very, very common first thing. But it's more on like the days where you're like, I feel all right, and then it becomes more of a conversation and to how exactly you feel, what you might be used as that day, maybe a short term guy, maybe come get a couple outs or whatever, maybe try to stay away from you if you've been used a lot. It's definitely always an evolving conversation throughout the year.
Ryan Stanek with us here on the Matt Thomas Show. Ryan, I got to ask, young pitchers, and you're not young anymore. I mean, you're still very much the prime of your career, but young pitchers always try to, I can give you an out, or I can give you an inning. Is it hard to make that adjustment to say, hey, I need a day, I need 2 days, I feel better? I mean, how much do you separate the, I got to be honest, from I don't want my pitching coach and my skipper to think I'm a wuss?
Yeah, that's something I'm still working on. It's hard. It's a hard thing because everybody always wants to play and everybody always wants to pitch, especially when things are going good. You want to get out there and you want to keep rolling. It's definitely a fine line. It's like, because you want to be available, because I've always been told, like, since I came up, like, the number one ability is availability. So you try to do everything you can to make yourself available, especially when you're young. And I think that becomes a little bit harder as you get older. Just physically, your body gets a little bit more sore, a little bit more run down. You have to do a lot of extra things. But it still holds true. Like, you always want to be out there and play. But it definitely takes a little bit of time and a little bit of, I guess, wisdom and maturity to know when your body needs a blow and you need to be, all right, I need to take a day or two and get right, because then you're going to be more effective down the stretch when everything matters the most.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Ryan, last question for you. I am bald. You and I have not met because we don't get to see you. My radio partner here has got free-flowing locks. You've got amazing hair going. Are we going with a heavy product or just letting it go the water take care of it?
Oh, I mean, I don't really do a whole lot to it. It just kind of goes. I just try not to keep it too, too hydrated to where it gets too frizzy. But sometimes the humidity gets the best of me.
No, wait a minute. You were in Tampa and Miami. The humidity is always going to get the best of you. What are you talking about? It happens every time.
Oh, I know. It's an uphill battle. I mean, it's not like it's less humid in Houston either. So
yeah.
It's an uphill battle. It's like you just do what you can and hope for the best.
Yeah. Do you watch the show? Have you ever watched the show Eastbound and Down?
I've seen it here and there. Like, it's never been something I've watched religiously, no.
I was going to try to compare a product with you and him, but that didn't work out very well since you've not seen the show. Kenny Powers is one of my favorite all-time television characters, so I don't know if you're... give me your best friend on the roster right now before I let you run. Who have you gravitated towards so far?
Oh, my God. There's a lot. Honestly, the bullpen guys are great. I typically hang out with Presley or Blake Taylor or Brooks Raley. Like, those are the guys that I typically kind of gravitate towards. And Joe Smith, too. Basically those guys, but everybody's honestly been great. I was obviously a little nervous coming in, like trying to figure out everybody and feel out the roster and see who are going to be the guys. But everybody's been awesome since I've been here. So
that's great to hear.
It's been good.
Hey, yeah. It's nice visiting with you. Congratulations on your early success. Keep it going. Maybe sometime we can meet. I mean, I don't know if it'll be this year, but maybe sometime in like 2026, somewhere in that range.
Hopefully so.
All right, buddy. Right. Thanks, Ryan, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
Ryan Stanek with us here on the Matt Thomas Show.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.